Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sammy hits a high fly ball, deep right center. Back goes Merced to the wall and right, looking up, leaping. That ball is gone for a home run. Sammy Sosa has hit one into the basket just to the right of the 368 sign. He's carrying an American flag around the bases, and the Cubs lead 1-0.
What an iconic moment that was in Cub history. Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine, talking baseball until 11 o'clock. And now it is our pleasure to go to the Score hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. CircaLasVegas.com. Sammy Sosa joins us this morning. Sammy, good morning, and thank you for your time. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Davey. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Sammy, yesterday you returned to Wrigley Field for the first time in 21 years. You appeared in both the radio and the television booth. You waved to the crowd. You got your tour. How would you summarize your emotions and the range of feelings that you experienced during Friday's return to Wrigley Field?
It was amazing. I mean, the reception that I have and the standing ovation that I have, especially, was incredible. I mean, it's been a long time, over 21 years, but now I'm back and they welcomed me. Incredible. I never expecting that reaction, but that was, you know, a little bit surprised. And also the tour that I have also in the clubhouse, that was incredible also.
Sammy, first of all, thanks so much for joining us, and so happy for you to be able to return to what you said to Paul Sullivan yesterday. This is my house. Talk a little bit about that and coming back to a place that every single day during your career you hustled for the fans. It was a special relationship that you had between you and the Chicago Cubs fans.
Once again, Bruce, thank you for having me. You know, you and I have been friends for a long time. You know, what's incredible, I mean, look, we started the relationship now. I mean, everything pretty much, I'm back. That's the first thing. All the things that are happening, everybody is satisfied now because they want to see me back. And yesterday, you know, they completed the mission. Now, you know, we've got to look at the future. I believe the future is bright. I'm looking forward to, come to Chicago more often, and I will be available for any opportunity.
Sammy, you were asked about whether or not there would be mixed feelings or a mixed reaction from the fans. It didn't look like that from watching. I was not there, but when they showed you on the video board, it was euphoric at Wrigley Field. Just wonder, how would you describe just the fan reception that you received from the moment you arrived and we saw you hugging Tom Ricketts to the time that you maybe left later in the night? Overall, the fan reaction, was there a mixture of some ambivalence from Cub fans, or was it all joy?
Well, you know, I was very glad that Mr. Ricketts receive me right there and say hello like always. But, you know, a lot of people talking about, let's say they mentioned some bull stuff like that. I don't think so because I play here for so many years and the fans support me so much. I build the right few bleachers. I win the crowd. And I never expected any differently. And I play hard every day. I give everything that I have. And that's why today they welcome me the way they did yesterday.
Sammy, people want to talk about the era you played in. It was a different era. There were different things that were going on. Never heard any player apologize about the era itself. What are your deepest thoughts about, you know, that era you played in and people trying to pick out different people as to whether they did good, bad, or not enough?
Well, look, you know, when we play, you know, we play the game, like I say, that was the moment that, we played the way, the game the way it was, like you said, it's a different era right now. I mean, everything is differently. You know, they have some more opportunity now that you can go out there and have a better year. But the era that I play, you know, I play with a lot of good players, and I don't pick and choose anybody. You know, and like I said, I'm just happy to be back here, Bruce, and the future will look bright.
Sammy, you were an instructor at spring training with the Cubs in Arizona back in February and into March, and you saw Pete Crow Armstrong in spring training. You return yesterday, and Pete has beaten you to 2020. He becoming the fastest Cub to get 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases in a season. It took him 73 games. It took you 94, I think, back in 94. How do you explain his ascension this quickly as a player, and how would you describe just his appeal as an entertainer?
Well, you know, he had the swagger. I mean, he had the intensity. I mean, every time he goes to the plate, he's not afraid. I don't mean the rest of that afraid, because I want to make myself clear. But, every time he goes to the plate, he's so confident that, he's going to make contact, he's going to hit on run, he's going to steal on bases. And I'm congratulating him because, 2020 already, early in the year, he could be maybe 33 or 44. You never know. But, the way he played the game, he played the game hard. He go after every ball. I mean, and when he has a play, he have so much confidence that, in good swing, by the way, in good adjustment. So I think he will be fine. He will be very, very, very good with a great year already.
Sammy, how does it go for an athlete who was one of the most famous athletes in the world? I mean, at that time, before you retired, you had the phone number of President Clinton and his wife. They would come to your birthday parties. The commissioner of baseball would come to your birthday parties. You were one of the most famous people in the world. And then after that, it stops for an athlete. How difficult is that transition from being one of the most famous people in the world to moving on and just being Sammy Sosa, the husband, father, and person?
Well, the transition is different, but, pretty much legacy there, be recognition everywhere that I go. I feel comfortable with that. Like you say, be a husband and father is different. But, I love my life. I've been very blessed that I have the opportunity to meet so many celebrities and so many of a person at a high level, talking about presidents and individually. But, and I had to say thank you to the Lord to give me that opportunity. And I don't complain, Bruce. I mean, I think my life has been very well.
Sammy, since the last time we spoke to you at the Cubs convention, Commissioner Rob Manfred has removed Pete Rose from the permanently ineligible list, so he has opened the door basically for Pete Rose to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I wondered from your perspective what your opinion was on that decision to do that for Pete Rose and his legacy, and if you think it clears a path in any way for some of the players like yourself whose door to Cooperstown has so far been blocked.
Well, you know, I believe that this is a great, let's say, a great opportunity for baseball. People, the number that people have is incredible. As a player, you know, as a person, individual person, I don't have nothing to do with that. But I think Manfred take that decision, I think has opened the door in the future. I guess it's still too early. But I believe that if you get into the Hall of Fame, the rest of us, you know, including myself, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Alex Rodriguez, I think we have a chance to make it. I'm not talking about tomorrow or the next day, but I believe it's a hope.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sammy, when you think back to your career, you always remind me and other people about Larry Himes, the general manager of the White Sox and the Cubs, and how he got you not once, but twice, and the impact that he had on his career. What do you think he saw before anyone else that no one else seemed to see in the 5-tool player of Sammy Sosa?
Well, you know, that was, I have to say that every individual in this earth have an angel. And at that moment, Mr. Larry Hines was my angel because he believed in me when nobody had to say believe in me, and he gave me opportunity twice. So pretty much, trade me from the White Sox, Texas to White Sox, and then White Sox to the Chicago Cubs, a blessing. It was something that he probably had in mind that I was a fight to play, or will be fight to play sooner or later. So he see my potential, and he probably read my life, my future before anybody else.
We're talking with Sammy Sosa here and Inside the Clubhouse at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score for a few more moments. Sammy, so yesterday when they showed your image on the video board and you appear in front of all of these fans who adored you for a long time, so many people, their memories probably went to so many different events or so many different at-bats or home runs or whatever it was. When you walked back into Wrigley Field and you saw it for the first time in 21 years up close and personal, what did you think of first? What is your fondest memory that came to mind when you returned to Clark and Addison?
Well, bring back a lot of memories. The expectation, the sooner I walk into the clubhouse or to the stadium, a lot of people start recognizing me again and say hello to me, happy. And yesterday was a great day, back here and when they announced me that I was there, that everybody knew that was, when they mentioned my name, everybody, had a beautiful standing ovation. For me, that was what touched my heart. Sometimes when you play this game and you are being away for so many years, sometimes you don't know who I am or you don't know who you are until the people show you to me. They showed it to me yesterday who I was and who I am. So that, and thank to the Lord for that opportunity. The whole world will see that. And for some people, sometimes they have a doubt. I'm back in Chicago. I'm happy. It's a new beginning for me. It's a new relationship. So I'm looking forward to enjoy it.
Why didn't you sing the stretch? Did you not want to sing?
I'm not a good singer, but I can hit.
Sammy, you're going to go into the Cub Hall of Fame later this summer. But what did it mean to you when players like Ryan Sandberg and Andre Dawson, both before you were voted in, said Sammy belongs in the Hall of Fame? I mean, I know you don't need anybody else to tell you that you always belonged in, but what did it mean that these great players and great contemporaries of yours confirmed that this was the right thing for you now?
Well, because I play with them. I play with Hawk and I play with Ray Sammy and a lot of also the players, and they see what I did every day. I mean, this is no secret, bro. You know me. You know the way that I play, and people don't love me. I mean, people never forget. Like I said, I put in the show when I have my opportunity, because everybody have opportunity. But when I get my opportunity, I take advantage of every minute, every at-bat. And they, you know, they don't forget, especially Hawk. Which is, I mean, I respect them very much, and also Rhino. So pretty much, you know, finally, you know, they say, yes, I belong to here. And, you know, but I want to also, on top of that, you know, say my appreciation to the fans, that they was the one pretty much that had a lot of things to do in this. They both for me, they support me once again. So I'm so glad that that happened, and continue this effort.
Last question, Sammy. You come back at a time the Cubs are in first place. This feels like it could be a special season at Wrigley Field. What do you think the Cubs of this team, and what do you think they're capable of?
They're capable to continue to play hard. I mean, collectively, they're doing great. You know, I mean, they're not going to win 162 games, but they, you know, they're going to win pretty much 95, 100 games for sure. But the way they play every day, I like it. I like their approach. I like, you know, the manager, Greg Council, which is doing a very good job. And look, you know, you just got to continue to take one day at a time. You know, I've been there many times. I've played many, many games. I was in a different situation. But, you know, they got a good manager. They got a good chemistry in the, you know, I mean, the clubhouse. And that's mean everything.
Sammy, my friend, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for all the great memories, and we appreciate you here on The Score as much as anybody. The only thing I can say to you is we hope we see you around a lot more at Wrigley Field over the next few years. Enjoy the weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Sammy.
Looking forward. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it for having me. Thank you, Father.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.